This week's parsha is Parshas Vayigash, one of the most dramatic in Sefer Bereishis, even though they're all very dramatic in Sefer Bereishis. The founding of the world, the founding of Am Yisrael, the story of Eretz Yisrael being bequeathed to us, the story of Galus. We're nearing the end of Sefer Bereishis, and at the end of Sefer Bereishis, Parshas Vayigash. Vayigash Eilav Yehuda. And Yehuda steps forth. Vayomer bi Adoni, yidaberna avdecha davar basnei Adoni, v'al yichar abcha b'avdecha, ki kamelcha kaparo. And Rashi says, Yehuda says, I'm going to kill you, like I'm going to kill Paro, if you keep Binyamin here. The gaviyah has just been planted in the saddle pack of Binyamin. And the brothers tear kriya, and Yehuda steps forth, and he says to Joseph, the viceroy, who is unknown to him that it's Joseph, I'm going to kill you, like I'm going to kill Pharaoh. You said you want to see the boy, you didn't say you want to keep the boy, and our father is old, and our father will die, because their souls are tied to each other. What happens? Yosef can no longer hold back. After Yehuda's impassioned soliloquy, and Yosef feels he has to reveal himself. Perek Mem Hei, Mem Ches, why did I say that? Mistake. No, Perek Mem Hei, I was correct. Not wearing my glasses. Perek Mem Hei, V'lo Yachol Yosef Lisa Peich L'chol Anitzavim Alav. Yosef cannot hold back for all those who are standing upon him. Vayikro Tziu Kol Yishmi Alai. He says, take everyone into the room. All of my advisors, all of my security men, all of the Egyptians who serve me, remove them. Rashi says he didn't want his brothers to be embarrassed. Could you imagine? He didn't want them to be embarrassed. What they did to him? Did they worry about his embarrassment when they threw him in a pit? When they sold him to the Ishmaelim, to the Sochrim, to Potiphar? Well, Amad Ishi told be his father Yosef. The room was quiet. It was empty. It was Yosef and his brothers. He lifted his voice in crying, and Egypt heard, and the whole house of Pharaoh heard. Vayomer Yosef Elachav, and Yosef Orvichai. Famous first words. And Joseph said to his brothers, I am Joseph. Is my father still alive? The brothers can't answer. They don't even know what to say. They can't believe it. They're so astonished. Joseph says, come close to me. They come close. I am Yosef, your brother, that you sold to Egypt. Do not be sad. Do not let it be bad in your eyes that you sold me. God sent me to be a provider of life before you. On a quote from the great Rabbi Joseph B. Salvechik, the Rav, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And Joseph said to his brothers, I am Joseph. The moment Joseph disclosed his identity, he ceased to be ruler over Israel, thus ceding sovereignty to Judah, Yehuda. This was a battle for Malchus, we have to understand. Yehuda's passionate soliloquy to Yosef was not just about Yehuda, the person, speaking to Yosef, the person. This was the tribe of Malchus speaking to the tribe of Malchus. Who would win? Yehuda would get Malchus, or Yosef would have Malchus. Remember, Yosef dreams. And the brothers say, Hamashol Tim Shalbanu, Hamaloch Tim Lochalenu, do you think you're going to be the king? Do you think you're going to be the ruler? And Joseph did. He thought he would be king or ruler. And at this pivotal moment, who wins the battle for Malchus? The moment Yosef said, Ani Yosef, I am Yosef. The moment he disclosed his identity, says the Rav, he ceased to be ruler over Israel, thus ceding sovereignty to Judah. Providence willed that Joseph would lose and Judah would win. To understand this drama, however, says the Rav, we must go back. Not only look at the personalities of Yehuda and Yosef, we must go back to their mothers. We must retrace the story of Yaakov, says the Rav. Lavan had two daughters, Leah and Rachel. We go back to Parshas Vayetzi. Yaakov loved Rachel very much, Perech of Tess, and he tells Lavan he's ready to serve 7 years for her. And he loves her so much that the pasuk tells us in Perech of Tess, "Vayu be'en of kiyamim achadim b'avasoso." He loved her so much it was only like working for a few days. And Rachel certainly reciprocated Yaakov's love. Yet, when the night of marriage comes after 7 years of labor, 7 years, who has ever heard of such a long engagement? She acquiesced to the scheme devised by Lavan to substitute Leah. Not only did Rachel not tell Yaakov about her father's plan, she cooperated in the conspiracy. She shared the secret password with Leah. She was quiet. In fact, there's a medrash, an unbelievable medrash, Bereishis Rabbah, that says that Rachel hid under the bed of Leah and Yaakov to help her sister. So Yaakov would hear her voice and Yaakov would hear her saying the signs. No, it's not a medrash Bereishis Rabbah. It's a medrash Eicha Rabbah. Pesichta, Medrash Eicha Rabbah Pesichta. I believe Chof Dalet. When Rachel is defending Am Yisrael before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kadosh Baruch Hu's wrath is burning against Am Yisrael. He wants to destroy them because they worship the Avodah Zarah. Rachel says, just a minute, was I not Mevatir? I laid under the bed. Not only did Rachel not tell Yaakov, says the Rav, about father's plan, she cooperated in the conspiracy, sharing the password with Leah. How could Rachel, says Rav Soloveitchik, participate in this deceit? How could she forgo her love and her devotion to Yaakov? Kadosh Baruch Hu says that this narrative involves two attributes of Kadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, midas ha-chesed on the one hand, and gevura on the other hand. Chesed is usually translated as loving kindness, and gevura is strength, power, might. Leah represented midas ha-gevura, the dignity and majesty of man. Her cooperation with love and scheme demonstrates courage and valor. That's Leah, gevura, courage and valor. She knew she would never be the loved wife. She knew she was being put into the chuppah by deceit. But with her great courage and tenacity to become an Im B'Yisrael, she went along with it. On the other hand, says the Rav, Rachel was the opposite of Leah. She was the tragic heroine who lived for others. She surrendered her rights, Rachel, so others could find happiness denied to them. She surrendered her rights to be the first wife in marriage, the beloved wife, so that Leah could find happiness. And Rachel therefore represented chesed. Chesed is always an element of self-sacrifice. Anytime we do a chesed for somebody else, whether it's with money, food, time, clothing, whatever it is, it's some sort of self-sacrifice. Rachel was a tragic heroine who lived for others. She surrendered her rights so others could find happiness denied to them. Rachel represented chesed. Leah represents gevura. Yehuda, was a son of Leah. His personality radiated power, authority, and prestige. Yaakov describes him as a lion in Perek Mem Tes and Birkas Yaakov, the warrior who relentlessly pursues his enemies. Consider the firmness and majestic fearlessness that Judah exhibited when he argued with Joseph about Benjamin. After all, the viceroy could have done anything to him, but Yehuda was not afraid. He steps forth more than any of the other tribes. He shows a trait of majestic fearlessness like a lion, the gevura of a lion. Yehuda, the son of Leah, embodies the midah of his mother, which is gevura, which emulates the gevura aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. As for Yosef, he was truly the son of Rachel, whereas Rachel personified midas ha-chesed, and that's always some sort of self-sacrifice for the benefit of someone else. That's what Yosef emulated, and that's what he personified. His mission, says the Rav, was to sacrifice, to retreat from hard-won positions. Joseph, in fact, says the Rav, sacrificed many times. But the real sacrifice was the way he treated his brothers when they were at his mercy. They sold him. They hated him. They tore his clonus possum and dipped it in goat's blood and brought him to father. They tricked father. They kicked him out of the family clan. They sat to eat bread while he was being taken away on the caravan to Egypt. And how does Yosef treat them? Hotziu kol ish me'alai. I don't want them to be embarrassed. Only a son of Rachel could offer friendship and kindness, midas ha-chesed, to the same brothers who had caused them so much misery. And so Joseph personified chesed. So the battle for kingship, for Malchus here, in the beginning of Parshas Vayigash, is not simply a battle between the personality of Yosef and the personality of Yehuda. It's a battle for Malchus in Knesset Yisrael. Who would be Melech? Would it be a son of Rachel? Rachel, Yosef, chesed? Would it be a son of Leah? Leah, Yehuda, Gevura? Who should be the king, says the Rav? The Almighty decided in favor of the son who represented Gevura. Of course, we know it's Malchus Beis Yehuda. That's who David HaMelech comes from. We read the story of Peretz and Zerach, not in this week's parsha, and Perek Lamed Ches Abereshis in Vayeshev. We read the story of Malchus at the end of Megillas Rus, right at the Perek Dalet. You know, David HaMelech is from Malchus Yehuda. Who should be the king? The Almighty decided in favor of the son who represented Gevura. Why? Because the king is the trustee and leader of the people. He must display gevura in all respects. What does that mean, says the Rav? The ability to acquire, to defend, to possess, and to protect. In order for the king to, quote, acquire land, acquire possessions, acquire cities, acquire peoples, in order to defend the land, the cities, and the people, in order to possess, to take possession of what he needs to possess, which is the land of Israel, and in order to protect, he needs gevura. A life sacrificed for others, a life of chesed, says the Rav, is appropriate for the individual. Every individual must embody midas ha-chesed. By the way, we must also embody midas ha-gevura, which is why Rachel and they were both imahot b'Yisrael. Every Jew must have the gevura to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I must have midas achesed to serve fellow man. However, when it comes to malchus, a life sacrificed for others, a life of chesed is appropriate for the individual. But the king cannot sacrifice at the expense of the nation. And so, says the Rav, the moment Yosef said, Ani Yosef Orvichai, the moment he treated his brothers with compassion, he put aside his feelings for their feelings. He embodied the midah of his mother Rachel, the midas achesed, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, who will win the battle for malchus? Malchus will go to Yehuda, base Yehuda, for the gevura that he demonstrates throughout his life. As it is shown, we should be zocher to see. He knew who by Yavovi Galenu Mashiach Tzidkenu, from Malchus based David, from Malchus based Yehuda, b'mhera b'yameinu, amen v'amen. I wish everybody a gevaldik day and b'ezrat Hashem a Shabbat Shalom. Thank you so much. Kol tov to all.